Thank you and good morning. The federal government has approved disaster declarations declared by Governor Brown for the winter storms that pounded the region in February. Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties are on the list and eligible for federal disaster relief funds. The county has already seen disaster funding from the impacts of January storms, and the latest money will be used to clear rock and debris slides, make repairs to damaged roadways and infrastructure on county, city, and tribal lands, as well as for losses suffered by agricultural businesses. The federal disaster declaration means the federal government will cover up to 89% of the costs for the damage. One of the last things Randy Mendoza did in the final days of his interim term as the city manager in Fortuna was hire a new finance director for the city, a young Humboldt State graduate who was working for the city of Eureka, Aaron Felmley. Felmley, along with new city manager Mark Wheatley, are the newest employees in the friendly city, and the city council will host a meet and greet with Wheatley ahead of tonight's council meeting at 5 o'clock. Wheatley, who is a former council member and mayor in Arcata, will then be sworn in to his new job as city manager in Fortuna. The Measure Z Citizens Advisory Committee has compiled its list of funding priorities for the 2017-2018 fiscal year, a total of just over $4.4 million that will be added to the ongoing costs of the more than $6.4 million per year from previous allocations. The committee has recommended $1.2 million for the Humboldt Bay Fire Department as its top priority, money that will be used for dispatch planning and equipment. The Keemaw Medical Center will get $312,000, the Sheriff's Office will get $438,000 for patrol vehicles, a snowcat, and staffing, and the City of Eureka will get $259,000 for its MIST team, and the total revenue expected in the next fiscal year is just over $11 million. A large crowd of well-wishers gathered at the County Office of Education on Friday for the swearing-in of the new county superintendent, Chris Hartley. In addition to a new superintendent, Dr. Hartley also appointed Heidi Moore Guinup as the Assistant Superintendent of Education, effective July 1st of this year. Hartley replaces the retired Dr. Gary Eagles, and he was appointed to fill out the remainder of Eagles' term. Hartley will be a candidate in the June primary in 2018. From the Good News File, a team of five students from College of the Redwoods and one from Humboldt State are on their way to Sacramento State University later this month to participate in a competition featuring business startup ideas. The six local students have won two qualifying competitions at HSU with their development of drones to be used in the forestry and timber industries. The drones would allow timberland managers to use the unmanned aircraft to collect data from their lands, including mapping tools, thermal and photometry applications, as well as visual sensors and cameras to produce data more easily and safely than is currently done. The drones and applications could also be used to monitor power lines as well as gas and sewer lines, jobs currently performed by helicopter crews or land-based crews. Joe Snipes, Benjamin Neff, Tomas Jevons, Alex Orozco, Aaron Spurgeon, and Daniel Rodriguez take their shot at some $20,000 in prize-winning possibilities on April 21st. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Jordan Christmas has our community news.
If the latest infrastructure and road maintenance package introduced by California state lawmakers and Governor Jerry Brown last week gets the votes of moderate Democrats, it could be signed into law by the end of the week. That would mean communities on the Northern California coast would see an increase in state funding for badly needed road maintenance and repair issues. From northern Mendocino County to Curry County, Oregon, drivers could run into roadways impacted by slides or washouts on highways 101, 299, and 1, with the most glaring of those issues in Del Norte County at the last chance grade. That doesn't include the county and local streets impacted by the severe winter weather, which left them either underwater temporarily or the location of the new crop of freshly blossomed potholes. The latest funding proposal from California leaders would raise diesel and gasoline taxes and impose registration fees on zero-emission vehicles in order for the state to spend about $5 billion per year over the next decade on transportation infrastructure, money desperately needed in our communities.
Thank you, Jordan. Humboldt County Superior Court has opened the application period for residents interested in serving on the Humboldt County Grand Jury for the 2017-2018 fiscal year. Those interested must be at least 18 years of age and a Humboldt County resident for at least 1 year, and the time commitment would be about 10 to 20 hours per week. For more information on how to apply, check the county website. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.